Speaking Freedom presents Speaking Freedom Radio.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
It's the love gang here, and you're in luck. If you've been hurt, then we'll fix you up. It's okay. Don't be afraid. Casey really knows her stuff.
Providing advanced spiritual studies and personal developmental insight. Brought to you by Love Gang and Speaking Freedom. We thank you and we look forward to helping you grow in all the areas of your life. We hope that you find all the information needed for your growth. God bless. Please listen to all disclaimers provided. If you are currently under physician's care, please maintain that relationship. It's not intended to stop your current treatment plan. If you need physician care, please seek out medical attention. Please note, all results are based on the individual's ability to adapt and adjust to any given environment and situation. We are not responsible for your results at Speaking Freedom. The Life Enhancement Coaches at Speaking Freedom provide information to help you grow. You are responsible for maintaining that growth, taking on and then applying the information to your individual life as you deem needed and necessary. May contain and explain explicit content. Please use parental discretion. For best results, you will need an open mind, the ability to research, and a balanced lifestyle.
Welcome to Speaking Freedom, healing hearts around the world. Please check your baggage and come right along this way.
Oh, you better come prepared. You can't call the ramp.
I think that we should see a therapist.
Honey, black people don't go to therapy.
In regular therapy, there are limitations and things that you have to maintain in order to get your client to the desired outcome and destiny. However, with life coaching, especially with life enhancement coaching, we use the client to develop, to grow, and to bring out the best in themselves. We are simply a tool to help you learn how to make better decisions. Not just one decision, not just today, but for the rest of your life. Encouraging each person through each trial and tribulation.
Speaking freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free. Be free, free, cause we're speaking freedom. And we're live, online, with my Casey.
Hey everybody, this is Casey and you just tuned in to Speaking Freedom Radio. I am your life enhancement coaching specialist. As your life enhancement coaching specialist, what I do is I help you to grow and advance and enhance your life in any way you deem needed or necessary. Now, how I do that? I use my educational background, my life experience, and recent studies developing a new area of psychology, spiritual human behavior. Now, I do all those things by way of, most times, social media posts that are very random, that are selected because it makes me feel some type of way. And I use those to explain different things to you, my listeners. Now, I do want to appreciate you all for joining me again for this 15-minute motivation. Realizing the vision is the topic for today. Now, let me tell you something. I was just on Instagram. And I was there, and there was a post that said, God is in control. And I said, whoa, yes, sir. And then I proceeded on to read below that. And when I read down below, it said, don't focus on your results. And I was disturbed in my spirit, in my heart, because I know that results are important. And knowing that results are important, I felt the need to, one, comment on the original post, and then also make a whole show about it. Because, listen, the best thing about life is that you're able to focus, that you're able to sort things out, and that you're able to make a decision on what's important to you as an individual versus what's important to the masses or what's important to everybody else. Because although even in a church-like setting, you may be a part of a bigger vision, you should still have your own life purpose, your own vision and mission within whatever vision or mission you think that you are sent to complete. So if you're a part of a bigger mission or a bigger vision, then as an individual, you also need to have certain purpose-filled visions, missions, and goals for yourself. Now, in the post, it wasn't a bad post. It was just a little incomplete and could leave a person fetching after things versus fetching after a goal. So today I saw a post and it stated, God is in control. Then I proceeded to say, put in and do the work, forget the results. It stated you have no control over the results, but God does, and that your work is prayer and salvation. Now, I agree with God being in control, but with the rest of the post, not so much. Today, we are going to discuss why being result-driven is important and helps you to maintain the stamina to complete whatever you're working on without a focus point. People can and will easily get thrown off and by whatever is sent their way, like to distract who they are as a person. So there are certain things that you have that are set up for you to become a distraction. Like, I don't know, some things just distract us and throw us off. It can be our emotions. It can be our friends. It can be our environment. It could be our habits. It could be something positive, like our children. It could be our job. And it's not, distraction is not horrible. Because, like, okay, when I go to the movies and I'm seeing a movie that's full of suspense or full of shooting or something like that, I normally have my phone on very low light, and I use that to distract myself so that I don't get so caught up in the movie that it makes my body feel like I'm in a harmful environment. Now, I do that because it's safe for me, because I have PTSD from being in a war. And so instead of just watching a movie, it'll become an emotional roller coaster to my body because my body can't tell that it's not in that stressful environment, which is not so for everybody. So nonetheless, so results are like having a vision. If you have a vision for your life, like, what are your goals? The reason why we talk about goals and visions and vision boards is because when you know what you're working on, you know you're going towards a goal, then you're able to set your path to get to that goal. Now, God can do whatever, the universe can do whatever it desires to do, whatever God desires to do on your path. But without a goal, without a focus point or result that you're looking to see, that you're looking to have, like a vision or a mission or something of that effect, your goals, then if you have that to look at, then guess what? You know what you have to do. You know, no matter how close it seems or how far away it seems, you know that it's a certain path that has to be taken in order to get that result or that goal. Now, when you get that result or that goal, then other things are able to manifest. Other things are able to come to light as you're working towards that result, that goal, that thing that you see yourself going after. Now, I know we talk about not being religious. However, there are nuggets in the Bible that are very, very good for you to hold on to if you've been into church and you're transitioning into a more spiritual, personal relationship with God. Now, the particular verse is in Habakkuk. And it says, write the vision, make it plain so that those that read it can run with it. Vision, having a vision and having a result is the same thing because it's the end process. It's what you expect to come. It's what you want to see. It allows you to develop how you want to get there. Now, I know I just said this, but within you traveling to get there, so you should have a number amount of goals. You should not only just have a goal for what you want with your health. You should have a goal what you want with your finances and wealth. You should have a goals for what you would desire to have and accomplish in a relationship. What you have goals about what type of relationship you want and what you desire to apply and put into that relationship, not just the requirements of the other person, but what do you desire to put forth in this relationship? You should have goals for your mental health. You should have goals for your just every single thing, every aspect of your life should be connected to a goal or a vision. When you take that job, you should have a goal or a vision in mind to what you're trying to complete with whatever job or any work that you plan to do. Because if not, then you'll begin to work. And this is how people get caught up in the industry for money and all type of stuff, because you'll begin to work and you don't have a vision. So it's not even like you had no place to be, or, you know, you didn't have anything set for, okay, by this time I want to reach this, or by that time I want to have this, so that you know what you're working for. If you don't know what you're working for, then anything can come up and, hey, I need your attention. And unless you literally have a goal in mind or a result, then it's easy to get caught up in any type of thing because you don't have a focus point. You just out here just living La Vida Loca with no instant on what's the end point, what is your results. And that's where a lot of people get caught up. You got to have some type of goal, some type of a vision board. It's important to see where you want to be so that you can begin to manifest it there. You can't even manifest anything without having a vision, without having an idea about where you want to be, where you want to go, and how you think will be the best way to get you there. Having a vision is like the most important thing. Because of your vision, other people can help you. The whole point of a vision board and a business plan are all similar. The business plan is telling what your goals are, telling what you want to be, telling where you want to go, telling how you think this business is capable of operating. And your vision board is telling you where you want to be, telling you where you want to go, your goals, the results that you need to focus on. Because if without results, I can almost guarantee that you're probably going to get distracted if you do not have a result in mind. Now, we're not telling you to enjoy life. We want you to enjoy life. We want you to embrace everything that comes your way as you've prayed to receive. We want you to, just live, but we want you to live with a purpose. We want you to live with, where do you see your life going? Like, and we're not telling you to just solely focus on that to where you lose sight of who you are. We want you to know who you are. We want you to know why you are who you are, so that you can carry out the vision for your in particular life. You have a vision for your life. God sent you to earth in such a time as this to where you have a part that you're supposed to play. Now, whether you play it or not is determined by if you want to wake up to the fact that this is what I'm good at naturally. This is my gift naturally. This is my talent. This is who I am. These are the goals that I want to reach based on who I am. You can't base your goals on the next person or what they get or anything like that, because if you do that, and the minute that you don't, be who you thought you were supposed to be, or it doesn't make you happy because it wasn't something that was for you. It was something that was for them. It was for them. It was for them. What are you doing for you? And I'm not saying to selfishly deal with people. However, you have to take care of yourself in order to be able to help and take care of others. And in order to do that, you need to know where you're going. You need to know what is your vision? What is the vision and the mission for your life? What are you set out to try to do? and how do you plan on trying to do that? And then allow God to be in control of that. But that's why you got to go to God first in prayer. Pray about it. Go to God. Say, hey, what am I supposed to do? And even when we talk about doing vision boards and goal lists, we always tell you, please take time. Please pray about it. Please do the things that you do to worship God in order to usher in the Spirit of God to lead you to whatever you put on your vision board. We don't want you to base your goals on nobody else. No person's life can be your goals for real. You can take characteristics or aspects from a person's lifestyle, but your goals will determine who you are. And your goals will lead you and help you to stay focused. Results are important. Results are the vision. Results keep you together when all things are falling apart. Know what type of results you want to get, and then you'll be able to manifest everything that you've ever wanted.
We are kings, we are God. But how you get them to believe it when they don't believe in anything? We're going to save some lives in this our time. We haven't church in a while. Like God's doctor in these streets, the Holy Ghost used me to set them free. If love is the new religion, the hate is sinning, we stay winning. Just handling God's business, we ain't tripping. No bread to be dipping, disloyalty, get you to me missing. If you was looking and needed to know, I am the boss and the top general. Favorite position, I say CEO. Ha 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 ha, if you didn't know. What Speaking Freedom does online is provide general information for the culture to use to advance and improve. What we do privately is help individualize it for your needs and benefits. Grow with us.
Question advised. We look forward to working with you and assisting with all of your life enhancement goals. Thank you for trusting Good Head Group, Love Gang, and Speaking Freedom. We thank God for you and love you.
Speaking Freedom. Speaking freedom, giving you the answer to be free, be free, be free, 'cause we're speaking freedom, and we're live, online, with my KC.
This is Speaking Freedom, and we walk the walk.
My mommy, she's my hero. She's the greatest in the whole world.
This has been a Speaking Freedom production.